I call the November 5th Plan Commission meeting order. Mr. Eddy, please call the roll. Hold on. Okay, go ahead.
Mayor Olson?
Here.
Commissioner Hogan?
No.
Commissioner Burkhart?
Here.
Commissioner Haley?
Kevin here.
Kevin?
Kevin's here, present.
Engineer Morrow?
Here.
Alderman DeAndrea?
Here.
Commissioner Leon?
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise and join the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. First item on the agenda is approval of the regular meeting minutes of October 22nd. Any additions or corrections? Remember, push your mic.
Motion to approve.
You didn't push your mic.
You didn't click me on. Motion to...
Should be.
I'm on. Motion to approve.
You gotta push yours on.
I think you did.
Is it red?
You didn't turn him on after. You turned me on.
I'll second.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm pushing the name, DeAndrea, not the position. Okay. All right.
Okay, I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. That's what it is. It says AD1 DeAndrea. Okay. I'm just going right over that. Item C1 is Robert A. Simcoe and Tamaria Simcoe, construction of a new single-family residential home to replace one that got burnt down. Mr. Eddy, you have a public hearing notice to read.
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, November 5, 2020 at 7 p.m. or soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers at the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding an application by Robert A. Simcoe and Tamaria L. Simcoe for an area exception for the property located at 8012 South 77th Street, tax key number 803-0167-000, Lot 9, Forest Meadow Estates, being a subdivision of Outlot 1 and CSM number 3530, being a part of the northeast quarter of the Section 16, Town 5 North, Range 21 East, City of Franklin, Milwaukee, County, Wisconsin. Subject property is zoned R6, Suburban Single Family Residence District. The application requests an area exception from Table 15-3.0207 of the Unified Development Ordinance to allow for a maximum lot coverage of 26.7%, 3,029 square feet, exceeding the R6 Suburban Single Family Residence District maximum lot coverage standard of 25%, or 2,825 square feet, for construction of a new larger single family residence home with an attached three-car garage to replace an existing fire-damaged ranch home. This public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements of and standards of Section 15-10.0209 of the City of Franklin Unified Development Ordinance. Public is invited to attend the public hearing and to provide input.
It appears we have properly noticed public hearing, so Mr. Martinez, please give us the highlights. Let me.
Yes. So this proposal is to for a replacement home because the unfortunately, the pre-existing home has been severely damaged by a fire in May 2020 this year. The new project, the main house and the garage for three car is exceeding the maximum lot coverage of the zoning district, the R6, that is 25%. And the applicant is proposing 26.7%. So it would be exceeding the maximum lot coverage by about 200 square feet. So by the UDO, with an area exception, the Board of Zoning and Building Appeals is allowed to increase that 25% by an additional 20% that would be resulting in a 30 maximum percent lot coverage. So the request will be within the allowable increase for lot coverage. So basically, the reason is because the applicant is proposing a three-car garage. The UDO require a two-car garage. So by adding an additional car space, will be exceeding the maximum lot coverage.
Do we have a motions list from the city attorney's office?
It's on the mic.
Okay. Okay, we have a properly noticed public hearing. With that, I'll open the public hearing. Is there anyone from the public wishing to speak? Anyone from the public wishing to speak on this matter? Seeing no one rise, I will close the public hearing on this matter. Mr. City Engineer.
If it says it in here, I missed it, but how does this compare with the size of the home that was damaged?
Staff.
You got to come up to this mic.
Commissioner, I was going to have staff answer that question, but okay. Give us your name.
Name is Bob Simcoe.
Okay.
Testing. You got it?
Done.
All right. Name is Bob Simcoe. Previous house was 1,648 square feet with a two-car garage. The proposed house is going to be 2,200 square feet. And then it's going to be a three-car garage, but not a standard three-car. We're not going to have the three doors on the front. It's just going to look like a tall garage. So what I'm simply proposing is just to have a tandem garage, meaning that there'll be a front and rear space on the left side. You still have a two-car door. And so instead of just, you know, not enclosing that third space and leaving it open to store whatnot, cars, grills, everything else, just to enclose that third space in the garage. The house will look virtually identical from the front, the back, and the south side of the house, no matter what we do. It's only on the north side of the house, next door to my neighbor. We live in a cul-de-sac. We have a unanimous petition attached. Of course, everybody in the neighborhood approves it, plus everybody behind us now. On 76th Street, they opened up those four lots. There's a 3,200 square foot house with a four-car garage directly built behind me now.
Okay.
And then all the other houses are larger than 2,200 square feet, you know, that are behind me. And
all right.
It fits the neighborhood.
Answers. Thank you. Anyone else? Commissioner Leone?
Not a question, but just a comment. Thank you for coming so well prepared to be able to describe specifically the storage area behind it. That's pretty helpful in understanding exactly what you're looking for. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Alderman Danbury?
I've got to say that I've known Bob and Tammy for probably going on to 20 years. And this was prior to me being an alderman. We've got some close friends in the building arena that we were introduced to many, many years ago. Bob and Tammy are outstanding citizens, and all they want to do is get back into their home in the neighborhood. And even though there weren't any people that came to the meeting, there is definitely a petition that supports their efforts. And so would definitely like to make that motion to as the following: Robert A. Simcoe and Tamara L. Simcoe, construction of a new single-family residential home to replace an existing fire-damaged single-family resident home. Recommendation to the zoning and building appeals. Do I have to read A then, the whole thing? A, area exception public hearing, a motion to recommend approval of an application for an area exception to allow for a maximum lot coverage of 26.7%, 3,029 square feet. Application requests an area exception from table 15-3.0207 of the Unified Development Ordinance to exceed the R6 suburban single family resident district maximum lot coverage standard of 25%. Or 2,825 square feet for construction of a new of a new, larger, single-family residential home with an attached three-car garage to replace an existing fire-damaged ranch home for property located at 8012 South 77th Street, comma, Lot 9, Forest Meadows Estate Subdivision.
Seconded by the city engineer. All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. And we heard you, Commissioner Haley. Thanks.
Go watch the game. Thank you very much, everybody. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
In a couple weeks.
Yeah.
It does look very nice.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. So, do we come back for the VZBA or is that a private thing?
It's downstairs next time or up here?
Up here, yeah.
Okay. And then you need 9 more sets of materials?
Yeah, I will send you an email.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep. When will you
be those by? Next Monday, but I will confirm with an email with you.
Okay, because yeah, you'll leave out on Saturday through Wednesday, so I just don't want to miss that. That's
yep.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, guys.
Thanks.
Have a good night.
Thanks.
Good night.
We have no more public hearing items. We have business matters. Great Midwest D1, Great Midwest Foot and Ankle Storage of Medical Supplies, Mr. Martinez.
Yes. So this application for temporary use is in result of a code violation. So the violation was occupancy without a permit. So the complaint was filed last year in March 2019. So this unit has been in violation since then. So what the applicant intention is to vacate the unit by February next year. So because they are currently using one unit for medical office, but they have been using without a permit the unit 200 for storage of medical supplies, and office furniture. So if we approve, if the Planning Commission approves this temporary use, it will expire by February 28 next year. So the applicant has sufficient time to vacate the unit and be in compliance with the UDO.
Alderman Dandreff. I'm sorry, hold on. Yes, Alderman Dan. See, I'm looking at the screen again. Alderman Dandreff and Commissioner.
Well, as I read this, I did notice that they've already been here for 2 years and out of compliance.
That's correct.
Correct. And it was found by a normal fire inspection.
Fire department
does their annual inspections of the buildings. Did we find these people? Were they imposed a nuisance fine for, I mean, hey, granted, hey, am I going to vote in favor of doing this till February? Yeah. But this is, I mean, these people just basically took advantage of us all along. I mean, that's all. I mean, they're not here to represent themselves. Or they are. They're on the record. Maybe, do they have any comments to say? Or maybe an apology?
Irene,
are you there?
Yeah, this is Rich.
Hold on a second.
Okay,
Gary. Hello?
Okay,
go ahead.
Okay, I just wanted to say that I was here. I tried announcing before. I don't think anybody knew I was on the call. My name's Rich Mullis. I'm the clinic manager for Great Midwest Foot and Ankle Centers. As in the documents that I submitted, I joined the practice in May, at the end of May of this year. I first became aware of this whole situation, like I believe it was August 18th was the date. I apologize for the negligence of my predecessors in not dealing with this. And so I'm just trying to be proactive and get the area. We're looking to vacate it. It's just I need some time to do it. That's why I'm asking for the temporary permit. I understand they kind of dragged their feet on this for the last, whatever, year and a half since this started. But I'm just letting you know I'm here now and I'm trying to take care of the issue.
I would duly note that thanks, Rich, for being
okay.
Yeah, you turned yourself off, Mark. You did.
Now, hey, thanks, Rick, for letting us, reminding us that you took this over in August of this past year, and
right.
You acquired it from the prior owners. I mean, that's it. I accept your explanation, and my intentions are is to move forward.
I mean, like I said, I apologize for their negligence, but I'm trying to do what you guys need and what we need to do and get it, do things the right way, so.
Commissioner Leon.
So my question's for staff, and really for my own edification. What's the purpose of prohibiting medical supplies that would apply to a foot and ankle store? I mean, I get it, they were in violation of the code. I don't understand the risk. I understand it might not matter because we're just extending the temporary use until they can leave it, but I don't know enough to know what the risk is here.
Yeah, because, I mean, the storage as accessory of the medical office is permitted, but the storage as a standalone in this zoning district is not permitted.
Yeah, I understand it's not permitted. I don't know what the risk is. What's the purpose of prohibiting this? And if we don't know, that's fine. I mean, we might not have the right audience here or the right staff here to answer that, and I'm okay with that. Like, the alderman, I'm supportive of extending it. I was just curious.
Well, part of it may be a fire issue. We have no idea of knowing what's going to get stored in there. Somebody's storing something illegally, so that's why we...
Okay.
That would be my idea.
Thank you.
Heath, you have a proposed motion?
Yes, do we have a motion to approve a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a temporary use to allow for storage of medical supplies, office furniture, and miscellaneous healthcare equipment in Suite 200 of the building located at 8153 South 27th Street?
I think I'm on, so moved.
Commissioner Burkhardt seconds. Okay. All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you, Kevin. Motion carries. Move on to item D2, Rock Sports Complex area, yurt, whatever that is. Circular domed tent installation with Plan Development District 37. You're both looking down. Mr. Martinez.
Yes. So due to the COVID-19 pandemic, so the applicant needs additional space to maintain the social distancing. So that's why they are proposing this yurt for the ski season. So the yurt will be around 700 square feet. The main use is for ski and snowboard rental and customer group space. The applicant is not proposing any outdoor mechanical equipment or any outdoor storage. But one of the issue, the concerns of staff is that the yurt will be in conflict with the previously approved the challenge tower. So what we are proposing is that the applicant needs to remove the yurt by the end of April, April 30, or prior to the issuance of any permit for the challenge tower. So we avoid conflict with the two structures. Yes. No.
Okay. Commissioner Leon.
Okay. Had some emails back and forth about this earlier in the day. If I were in violation of any open meeting laws, well, I'll accept whatever action goes along with that. However, I have concerns. I was contacted by a neighbor, used an example of the Hill Has Eyes permit, and I understand it's a different entity, but I believe they raised some concerns that should be addressed in a public hearing, especially The applicant's got the email here from staff. The applicant's statement that it may also serve as a customer group space. I will say that I am not opposed to it necessarily. In fact, I think generally I'm supportive of the idea behind it. But I do believe, after being contacted by a neighbor, that this deserves a public hearing so that neighbors can voice either their opposition or support to it. So I would ask the commission to consider tabling this matter until it can be decided if it can be heard in a public hearing, and if not, then we can take action on a following business matter. Thanks.
Or who is it?
You know, I see the email that came through from the applicant, and she's a name the neighbor. It's
came through from the neighbor.
Came in through from the neighbor directly okay, to so our emails.
You see it, the applicant.
Oh, not the applicant, the neighbor. And although I do hear Commissioner Leone, I am more prone to not open this up because the few people that you're going to get regarding this are going to be the neighbors that it's affecting their backyard. We are aware of issues that have arisen in the Ballpark Commons area, and we have worked and we continue to work to resolve those issues.